New York's second highest court upheld the right for two municipalities to ban gas drilling last week. But as the Innovation Trail's Kate O'Connell reports, that decision won't deter gas and oil producer Lenape Resources from appealing a similar ban in the upstate community of Avon.
Attorney for Lenape Resources Michael Joy says Thursday's ruling in favour of the towns of Dryden and Middlefield are not the final word on this issue. He says the decisions reaffirm the need for Lenape to appeal a comparable ruling in Avon, where they lost a case to overturn a one-year moratorium on fracking.
In all likelihood, the Lenape case, as well as the Dryden and Middlefield cases, are likely to end up before the highest court in New York, which is really the right court in the end to finally decide this issue for New York. It's sufficiently important that this warrants the attention of the highest levels.
Avon Town Supervisor David Lefebvre says Thursday's decisions are encouraging. He says if Lenape goes ahead with their appeal, the town will continue to defend its right to put a moratorium in place.
It's still important that people who are stakeholders in their community and who are elected to represent those communities still have the opportunity to determine what occurs in those communities.
The gas and oil industry argue that local moratoriums are illegal, as the DEC has sole power to regulate the state's gas and oil industries. Lefebvre concedes that individual municipalities have fewer resources than the state to determine energy development policies. But that doesn't mean they should be shut out of the conversation, he says. In Rochester, I'm Kate O'Connell for the Innovation Trail.